Hi, my name is Evelyn Garcia Flores, and I will interview my cousin Marlene about her childhood.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was... I had a beautiful childhood. I remember that I used to play a lot with my brothers and my sister. It was good having three brothers and one sister, because we used to play a lot.
Was high school hard?
Yes. Yes, it was, because it was a really change from this. Yes, it was hard because it was a different experience than the other grades. For example, we had, as when you start preparing for college or the university, so you had to be working towards that. For example, internships, extracurriculum, community service. It was a different experience, but a memory was good. Yeah.
Okay. What was your GPA you graduated with?
My GPA was 4.0.
Where have you traveled?
I have traveled to New York. New York, Texas, Oklahoma. Where else?
How is your life now?
My life is great. I have a daughter. She's almost 2 years old. So now everything has changed, but it has been a good experience.
What is something you regret?
Something that I regret is... I think I don't have anything to regret. Everything that I have lived has been for experience. So no, I don't have any pictures.
What is something hard in your life?
Something hard is working with my daughter's schedule, like teaching her how to potty train her.
Mommy.
What is something you still do from your childhood?
I still watch cartoons and Disney movies.
What's something embarrassing you've done?
Something embarrassing that I have done.
Mom. Spray.
Something embarrassing. Oh yeah. One day I was at a store, and I thought I lost my phone, so I asked someone to call me, and it was inside my purse. But it was lost between the diapers and my daughter's clothes.
What's something embarrassing that happened to you during your childhood?
Oh yeah, during I used to play soccer, so I started running towards the ball, and instead of kicking the ball, I fell. That was embarrassing.
What did you do as a child?
Play, and I did homework.
So, what are some childhood stories?
I remember that during Halloween time, we used to gather like 12 kids, and we went out and we went to trick-or-treating. So that was good.
What are some stories that have happened to you now?
The birth of my daughter, that was a big change in my life. It has been a wonderful experience, and I have been learning a lot.
Is it like being a mom?
being a mom has a lot of responsibility, and also it's like reliving your childhood, because now you have to play, watch cartoons, teach your kid. I teach my daughter how to eat, how to potty train. It's a good experience going through those things with my daughter.
When you were a child, did you think it was easy being a mom?
When I was a child, yes, I thought it was really easy. Because when I was getting ready to go to school, I thought that she would just stay at home and watch TV and eat. And while I was at school learning, I thought she was just watching TV at home while I was there.
What was your first cooking experiences like?
My first cooking experience was scary because I didn't know how to do anything.
Mommy. Goodbye.
It was embarrassing because I remember that I was scary because I didn't know how to cook. And when I tried to make spaghetti, it came out soggy. So I remember saying to myself, next time that I try it again, I'm gonna watch a YouTube video.
What job would you be terrible at?
That would be as a waitress. I don't like talking with random people, and I'm really bad memorizing the menu.
Are you usually early or late for things?
It depends. If it's something important like doctor appointment or some paperwork.
School or work, I'm always early, but for parties or meetups with friends, I'm always late.
What kind of pets did you have while you were growing up?
I used a lot of pets. I remember we had several dogs, like three chickens, like two roosters, a dog, a lot of birds, a parrot, and a cat. We used to have a lot of animals.
What is something you like to do the old-fashioned way?
Like reading hardcover books. Now people use like to read in
the best day for you on the calendar
would be Christmas, because that's when the family gathers up and celebrate and eat. That will be my favorite day.
Did anyone ever tell you which people were present at your birth? If so, whom?
Yes, my mom told me that she was there, my dad. So my grandma and grandpa and some of my aunts.
What is your very earliest memory that you have?
My earliest memory would be when I was in preschool. I remember how the teachers would gather up to be at the circle time, and also when we had a nap time. I remember those times.
Did you ever hear any stories about anything interesting that happened during or soon after your birth?
That will be that all my family gathered up in a small celebration and had dinner to meet me.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three brothers and one sister. We are five in total.
Did you ever share a room with a sibling?
Yes, I shared my room with my sister, but also there was times that I shared the room with all of them.
If you shared a room with siblings, how did you feel about doing so?
I like it because I don't like being alone in the dark during the night. So I had my four brothers and that was good. I felt safe.
Did you ever have to sleep in the same bed as a sibling?
Yes, with my brothers and my sister.
How well did you get along with your siblings as a child and now?
We used to be a lot. We did everything together. Also, when we were teens, we used to like going to the same party. We would get along great. That we went to the same parties, we had the same friends, we shared all the experience as teens. We used to play a lot when we were child. We used to play hide and seek at the house. Also, we had the same friends, so all of us will go and trick or treat together. Our parties were big because we had a lot of friends in common.
How do you get along with your siblings now?
We still hang up a lot, but not like we used to, because now everyone has their small family, so sometimes it is hard because we have different plans. Still hang up.
Hang up? What sibling did you argue with the most?
That would be my brothers. We always argue a lot about random things. For example, we argue about, we used to argue a lot. For example, who was gonna take out the trash, or who will clean the room or wash the dishes. So it was a lot.
Which sibling were you the closest with?
I was close to all of them.
What was your first phone?
Remember I had a Nokia, the one with the snake. That was the only game that it had, the snake.
What sibling did you mess around with the most?
With my brother, Jose Luis. We used to get in trouble all the time at school or out of school.
How big or small was your childhood home?
It was big. It had three rooms and a big yard, so that allowed us to have a lot of animals, different kinds of animals. Like I said, a rooster, like four chickens, parrot, different birds, a cat and a dog. So it was a medium-sized house.
What was your favorite experience with your pet?
My favorite experience was that I used to have a dog that we used to go out and walk. Also, every time during school time, all the kids around that school knew my dog because they will always play with him, or they already know his name.
Would babysit you when your parents weren't home?
My aunts will babysit us, or my uncles.
Who is your favorite babysitter?
That would be my uncle, because sometimes they didn't cook for us. So they will buy us pizza or fried chicken or Chinese food. So that was a good one.
What kind of games would your babysitter do with you?
They will play hide and seek with us. That was our favorite game.
What is something rebel you did as a teenager?
We skip a school day to go to a theater with my friends.
What's the first concert you attended to?
The first concert that I attended was for a band called RBD. That was my first concert.
What's the best childhood Halloween costume you ever had?
I remember that my mom dressed me up as a Disney princess. That was Belle. Yeah, Belle.
What was your dream job when you were younger?
My dream job was to make a lot of money without working.
What was your first job?
My first job was, I was a cashier at the restaurant, but that didn't last long there because I was bad with the drive-thru. I think I was there for a week. I was having trouble memorizing the menu, so I just quit.
What's one thing your mother or father taught you that completely changed your life?
They would taught me to respect others. Also, they showed me to be responsible with my education and responsible in general with life.
What was the worst job you've ever had?
Working as a waitress. Like I say, I'm not good memorizing the menu.
What was one of your favorite memories?
One of my favorite memories would be the day that my daughter was born and the day that I found out that I was pregnant.
Anything you've done that made you feel extreme happiness as a child?
That would be the time that we traveled to Mexico. That was something good because I met family that I haven't ever met before. And I got to see my grandma and my grandpa.
As a child, what did success mean to you?
As a child, my dream job and having a good position on it.
Child, if you could invite three people, dead or alive, to a dinner party, who would have you invite?
Grandpa, because he's not alive anymore. Also, my mom and my dad. I would invite those three people.
What are some childhood dreams you had?
One of those was to travel all around the world.
What is one thing as a child you wish for your birthday?
To live a happy childhood.
What did you like to do for your birthday?
I remember I used to like having parties because I would invite all my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, and my close friends.
What was the one thing you would like to change about yourself physically when you were young?
When I was younger, I would wish to have a smaller nose because I think I have a big nose.
What was the best vacation you ever went on?
The best vacation was for my honeymoon. We had a road trip from San Diego all over to New York. So we went to different places, Las Vegas, Texas, Oklahoma. We also went to Chicago and...
What kind of parent do you think you are?
I think I'm a great parent because I try to discipline my daughter, but also I enjoy playing with her, watch cartoons with her, and I also like eating her candies.
What was an ideal weekend for you as a child?
An ideal weekend was, I remember we used to like watching movies all day and just eat. Those were the good days.
First car, and did you like it?
My first car was a Honda Civic, a 96, and it was green, and I didn't like the color, but I did like my first car.
Did you buy your first car?
Yes, I bought my first car by myself. It cost me $3,000.
What were your top five favorite movies?
That would be The Grinch, E.T., Cinderella, Pocahontas, and Mean Girls.
What was your favorite sport and why?
Favorite sport was soccer, even though I wasn't a good player, but I just played because I was there with my friends and I like spending time with my friends, so I just enrolled in soccer to be with them.
What was something you could not live without as a child?
My stuffed bear. I will go everywhere with my stuffed bear.
What was your best birthday and why?
My best birthday was 25. I got engaged to my now husband and he asked me to marry him on my birthday party.
Something you wished you knew as a teenager?
Being an adult is not easy as I used to think it was.
Your favorite ride in the fair?
Oh, the roller coaster. Even though it's scary, but I'm still going.
What was the tallest roller coaster you've ever been on?
The biggest roller coaster in Six Flags.
What was your favorite color?
My favorite color was, it's gold and pink. Those are my favorite colors.
Did you ever cheat on a test?
I tried cheating one, but the teacher caught me. So that was the last one that I cheated on in second grade, I think.
Did you ever lie as a child?
Yes, yeah, sometimes. For example, my mom would tell me, "Do you eat your vegetables?" And I would say, "Yes," but the truth that I was given my food to my dog.
Did you ever snuck out of your house?
Try it, but it didn't work. So no, never.
Did you ever go to parties without your parents' permission?
No, never. I will always ask permission. Yes?
How old were you when you first had your pet?
I was 5 years old when I first had a pet, a dog.
What was the silliest rule your parents had for you?
The silliest rule that my parents had was not to fight over the TV with my brothers.
Craziest drunk story and how old were you?
Drunk story was 22, and after my friend's birthday party, went to LA just her and me.
The worst pain you ever been in as a child?
The worst pain. It was an arm pain after falling from the stairs.
What was your deepest fear as a child?
My deepest fear as a child was to... Being in the dark.
I see.
Being in the dark.
What was the reason you first went to the hospital?
Because the bladder. That was the first
one. It was not because you were born?
Oh, yeah. When I was, the day I was born.
Have you ever been camping and what was it like?
Yes, I've been camping, experience because I got to bed like around 2 in the morning because we were singing and we were telling scary stories.
Child, who was your role model?
As a child, my role model was my mom.
What famous person did you want to be like as a child?
As a child, I remember wanting to be like Selena Quintanilla.
What famous person did you want to marry as a child?
I remember wanting to get married to Enrique Iglesias. I wish that back.